I cannot believe what I'm about to play for you. We are rapidly approaching $40 trillion in debt. We thought $20 trillion was absurd. Am I the only one talking about this $8.2 trillion budget that the Democrats want? Am I the only one? I don't know if I'm the only one. But the New York Times, Bloomberg, they're all reporting that the Biden people want to push the federal budget to $8.2 trillion by 2031. They want to get it to $6 trillion, then they want to get it all the way to $8.2. We have 600,000 homeless Americans right now. We are paying people not to work. Businesses can't find people to work. Millions of people are doing what's called ghosting coasting. They're just filling out enough paperwork like they're looking for a job to keep the benefits flowing. We cannot get control of our border. Migrants are pouring in by the hundreds of thousands. That's not an exaggeration. They are disappearing into the interior. And now what is Biden going to do? The American taxpayer is now going to be on. It's not enough that we're sending the Taliban foreign aid. It's not enough that we gave them billions of dollars in military equipment. Joe Biden just announced another $1.5 billion in foreign aid for what? COVID. Play cut one.
And while vaccinating the world is the ultimate solution to COVID-19, we know that we have to act to save lives now. That's why the United States is providing nearly $1.4 billion to reduce COVID-19 deaths and mitigate transmission through bulk oxygen support, expanded testing, and strengthening healthcare systems and more. And we're going to help all of us build back better by supporting the establishment of a financial mechanism for global health security, to simply state it, to prepare for the next pandemic. Because there will be a next time. We all know that.
So Build Back Better is now global. Build Back Better is going to be for the whole entire world. The American taxpayer. Biden said it in this speech that nobody cared enough to watch at the UN. America's back. Come on, man. America's back at the table. Global leadership. Cooperation. China releases a virus into the world and you are going to pay for it. You. The sucker American taxpayer, man, they have not done enough to you yet. They'll lock you down. They'll kick you out of your job. They'll close your business. And then they're going to make you pay for what China did. Weinzick 695 Patriot 957-2874. So now we are going to foot the bill for China, the United States, because that's leadership. We're winning hearts and minds, are we? We are a bunch of suckers. You know, I've been saying it for years to ankle biters and window lickers getting angry at me. The Democrat Party is a borderless communist socialist party. What the hell are these other governments doing? They have economies. They've got rich people. They've got natural resources. Why is it always us? Like, we don't have our own problems to deal with. We don't have high unemployment. We don't have high homelessness. The Democrats talk about a healthcare system that needs to constantly be reworked because people are going without, but yet they have the resources to send around the world and bring all. Think about what we're doing right now. We're a nation with approximately $30 trillion in debt, and we are sending money to other countries so they can send us their unemployable people. That's what we're doing right now. Other nations, other governments don't have to take care of their people because we do it for them. These Northern Triangle countries, Haiti. You know, it's not going to be too long, by the way, before we start getting asylum seekers from Australia. No. No. We can't take in everyone from Australia. No, we can't. I know some people can say, well, what if they come here and they're fleeing this oppressive government? That doesn't mean that they're all of a sudden going to become Americans. What, because they're white and they speak English? No. No, we're not taking in everybody from Australia. No, we can't take everyone in from Cuba. No. We have to fix our own problems. But these other nations are getting foreign aid. And then the people they're supposedly going to spend the foreign aid on, they're sending to us. We are the only country that sends foreign aid to nations that then send us the people. So we send them our tax dollars that are supposed to be spent on their people. They send their unemployable people here where we take care of them here. We're taking care of them there, and we're taking care of them here. No other nation does this. That's why you don't hear the Democrats talking about Norway anymore. They don't talk about Norway or Sweden or Denmark or Finland. Because none of these nations are as stupid. We can't get control of our border. The Democrats want 80,000 new IRS agents. 80,000. The only people they want to send to the border right now are the ones that are going to, I guess, investigate these several officers, the four horsemen. They were trying to keep an onslaught of Haitian migrants who aren't even... This is another thing that's being pointed out by many. These aren't people fleeing immediate danger from Haiti. These are people coming in via Brazil and other nations. Many of them have been residing in Mexico for quite some time. The Brazilian government apparently won't settle them. The Mexican government won't settle them. So you know what? The world says, well, the U.S. has to do it. Somebody show me the international agreement that we're a party to that says the United States is the only acceptable chosen destination for somebody who can't get a job in Haiti or anywhere else for that matter. Show me that one. Show me the agreement that says the United States, no matter where you're coming from, if you determine that the only acceptable destination for you and your family is the United States can't possibly do anything about it. We are the only nation. I don't know what Australia is doing with their immigration system right now. I can't think of another nation that is locking down its own citizens, but admitting people freely who may or may not be vetted, may or may not be vaccinated, handing them a court order and sending them on their merry way. And if they get stopped by local police officers, those local police officers aren't allowed to do anything about it, even if they're not vaccinated. We're locking ourselves down. We're eroding our civil liberties. We are threatening the very existence of a republic. Go up to Cut 12. The not ready for primetime governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is going to start doing what we said Democrats were going to start doing. If you don't do as they say, they'll replace you with someone who will. And that person may or may not be a citizen. None of these powers are rooted in the rule of law. They're just saying, do as we say. So if you were a healthcare worker that braved the surge of COVID in states like New York and cities like New York City, and you got it, and you recovered, and you have antibodies, and don't need a vaccine, they're saying basically, we are going to get rid of you and replace you with an immigrant. Cut 12.
We're working closely with various hospital systems to find out where we can get other individuals to come in, supplement places like nursing homes. We also have state individuals that are trained to be helpful. We're also reaching out to the Department of State to find out about visas for foreign workers on a limited basis to bring more nurses over here. So I'll be now, this is preliminarily, we'll have a whole plan to deal with this.
So basically, you'll be let go. You'll be ushered out, and you'll be replaced. Now, it's funny, there's a new strain of thinking here ever since this issue at the Italian restaurant in New York City that was first reported as, well, Texas women. Well, yes, they were women from Texas, but the image that the media wanted you to have was white women in MAGA hats. Now they're saying it's racist. That Asian girl working the door at Carmine's was just doing what the Democrats told her to do. You have to check COVID passports. She got the crap kicked out of her. Nobody's saying stop Asian hate anymore. Right? There's no more stop Asian hate when that happens. But now there are some Black Lives Matter is, I guess, going to march against vaccine mandates. Maybe that'll get the Democrats' attention. But the leader, the unelected leader of the Blacktivist movement, Ibram X. Kendi, you know, everyone's a racist, you're irredeemable. unless you buy his book and pay him thousands of dollars. He wasn't so sure as to whether or not these vaccine mandates were racist. Play cut 11.
Would vaccine mandates that disproportionately affect people of color, would that be a racist policy? Hmm.
So, there's two different sort of measures currently. One measure finds that white Americans are most likely to be resistant to getting the vaccine. And then there's other data that finds that black and Latinx Americans are the least likely to be vaccinated. And so as a result, it's hard to say. But what I will say is, to me, the actual problem isn't the vaccine mandates. The actual problem is when you actually study those, particularly black and Latinx people who aren't vaccinated, you actually talk to them, we're finding that a lack of accessibility to the vaccine for a whole host of reasons is actually leading to them having a lower rate, while with white Americans, it's more or less the result of their political ideology.
I'd like this to be cited, Mr. Kendi. What he's saying is white people basically are just being ignorant. Black and Latinx don't have access. I'd like to know. You said you've done the research. Well, what we're looking at here. I'd like to see the major metropolitan city or the state or whatever. I would like to see where it is that black and Latinx can't get vaccinated. Every hole and corner of this country has access to free vaccine. I want to see where it is, like the one in four that don't have ID, allegedly, which is why voting laws are racist. I would like to see where black and Hispanic, excuse me, Latinx, are having a hard time getting vaccinated. You show me that. I'd like to see your research. Oh, I'm a racist? Oh, okay. Because that's what he would say. You show me the proof that what separates anti-vaxxers or vaccine hesitance or vaccine resistance amongst black and Hispanics, Latinx, has something to do with access. But white people apparently are just in the club.